Arabs from across the region joined forces in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to call for unity in the fight against the U.S. so-called deal of the century. Officials from various parties, factions, and civil organizations participated in the forum to discuss ideas on how to combat the U.S. proposal that supposedly aims to settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Without any doubt, the support of Arabs across the region will enhance and strengthen the Palestinian position and will prevent any U.S.-Israeli plots. We need ongoing political and financial support in order to defend the Palestinian land and make sure this so-called deal of the century will fail. This will give us power to ensure our freedom and stability as Palestinians.
Officials agreed that Arab nations should use all democratic means to refuse any cooperation with Israel or the U.S. Those participating in the forum said the economic proposal by the U.S. is doomed to fail, calling it shameless and intrusive. Instead, they called for all international support to go towards the Palestinian people and resistance.
We are here today from different countries, political views, cultures, and factions to share our main concern, which is Palestine. Palestine is a priority for all of us. In support of Palestine, we ask everyone to understand the culture surrounding the resistance. The only way to secure the right of return for Palestinians is through the resistance. If we unite on this common principle, we will be able to liberate Palestine.
Through our meeting today, Syrians, Lebanese, and all Arabs are together to reject the deal of the century and any methods that are trying to sell the Palestinian cause. We do not want any cooperation with the U.S., Israel, or Persian Gulf countries that are plotting against Palestine. Any plot against Palestine is a plot against all Arabs.
We want to express our anger to those traitors that are working to sell land that's not even theirs. They're imposters and have no conscience whatsoever. This Zionist deal will fail terribly. Through the resistance in Iran, Lebanon, and Palestine will beat this deal, and it will backfire on all those that supported it.
Palestinians have disassociated themselves from the U.S. proposal and rejected any normalization with the Israeli occupation. They say the plan does not support any freedom or sovereignty for Palestine. The forum in Beirut calls for Arab countries to join together and hand in hand refuse the so-called deal of the century. Officials say through unity, they can secure justice, peace, and liberty for Palestinians. Rana Ala Eddin, Press TV, Beirut.